He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Well, welcome, everyone. We are really in the groove, starting to get ready, if you will, for the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters, major convention, and that's going to be from April 9th through the 12th, and yours truly will be broadcasting probably 6 hours to 8 hours a day from the 9th through the 12th of April. You'll be able to follow all the action directly on the website, and that's www.thegadgetprofessor.com, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you'll just tune into the website, and you'll see all our stuff there. We're also going to be able to stream this to live stream the Tech Podcast Network, Live View, live stream. So there'll be a lot of networks that will actually be carrying the show for you. The other thing I'd like to call your attention to is our Rebel Mouse page. This is really a cool page. It's very dynamic. And what this is it's every gadget that comes out within the hour, and it tells you exactly what's going on with news, with apps, with gadgets, with science of interest, and you can go to this page 20 times a day, and you'll actually see that it's updated constantly, which makes it dynamic. And if you want to find some new apps or just anything that's going on in the industry, this is probably one of the better pages that it's out there. It's RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor, and it's totally free, so you could subscribe to that. We have a great gadget today. It's one of those weird things that I've been using for a while, and I just bought another one because they're so handy, and I forget to mention it to the audience here, but it's really cool. It's made by Octopus Camera. Octopus Camera, like I said, I don't make this stuff up. Let's take a look at it on camera two here. This is the actual device, and it's called the Octopad. Octopad. The only thing that's a little crazy about the word Octopad is there are other devices that are out there that are named Octopad and have absolutely nothing to do with this. So I don't know why a company would pick that name, but in any event, this is really a cool product. It looks easier than it is, but there's a lot to it. This is basically a sandbag, and in the center, very securely mounted, is a tripod mount, a standard tripod mount. And when you get this right out of the box, it's going to have a little piece of paper there. You're just going to tear this off, and that's just to keep the non-skid base nice and smooth. And this is a high-quality device. It is non-skid rubber, so you can actually put this at somewhat of a slant, and it will still maintain its balance. This is pretty heavy. It's probably about a pound, pound and a half, thereabouts. And really, the Octopad, this is a new way to support your audio, video, and photographic equipment. It's really quick to set up. There's no fiddling around, and it pretty much always stays wherever you put it. This is a quarter-inch standard universal mount. It's a quarter 20-inch camera thread. That's what it's called. It's a universal mount. And pretty much anything that you think of, you can actually attach to this. And that's kind of what I like about it. So it comes with the base mount, and it also comes with a nice little ball head that's included in the package. And this will allow you to very easily rotate the head any way you want, and also to lock it down. This is very well made, and when you lock this notch down here, that's going to stay in. So basically, all you're going to do is screw this into the bottom if you so desire. You don't have to. And now anything that you attach to that, your GoPro camera, your 35mm camera, your movie camera, whatever it is, will stay in place. Some nice things they've added to it, and I really like this, is they have a a grommet here that's really tough canvas with the metal grommet in the middle. And you can put this to a tie, nylon tie or a rope. So in the event something does tip over, it's not going to go anywhere. The other thing that I liked about this, and I thought it was a real nice touch, is they actually have this Velcro strap holder for the cable. So as the cables come off this, they'll be nice and tight and not straggling all around. So I use this a lot. I use this a lot when I actually have a camera shoot and I want a slow-mo camera on me, or I want a wide-angle camera. I'll actually use this device. What's nice about this is it's portable. Yeah, it is a little bit heavy, but the platform is going to hold everything. Now, what's cool is anything that you can put to a standard tripod mount will fit on this and lock in place. So if we take a look at the webpage here, what we're going to see is the Octopad Universal High Stability Weighted Support Base. This won't collapse like a lot of the other products do. And I was using one of these, I won't mention the name, for a long time. And I had a small camera on it, and every time I would bump this, it'd go flying. With this Octopad, it just doesn't do that, and I like that a lot. As you can see here, here's the base, here's the ball head. And don't forget, you can put anything you want on this. So here's a light, here's a GoPro type camera. You can even put an attachment for your iPhone or your iPad on that if you have that. And it has a screw head on that will allow you to go to a typical universal tripod base. And of course, the microphone. Now, as you look down here, they have full 35 millimeter cameras on here with a long lens. Here's a microphone, here's another camera. I know this camera here is a couple $1,000. There's a movie camera, there's your iPad. So a tremendous amount of versatility with this. One of the things that I actually have added to this, to my configuration frequently, is I have a need to use this device. And this is one of these crazy things that you can buy for about $25 that actually makes your stand a little bit longer. But actually, by turning this, you can pretty much configure this to go any way that you want. I happen to have a light on this, and what I'll do is I'll show you on camera too. I actually take this device and screw it onto this, and now I have a key light that I can use and put this pretty much anywhere on my desk. So that's on there pretty tight, and I'm going to go on to camera one here, and we'll actually hold this up. So, you know, look at this thing. It's crazy, but I now have the ability to adjust this pretty much to any angle that I want and have this being really stable. And then I could just turn my key light on and put it wherever I need it to get me that extra light. So there it is on the side. You can see I'm getting a little extra highlight there, and I'll turn that off. So that's what this looks like, and I gotta tell you, it's really cool. I really, really like this thing. Let's take a look now at what this costs, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So we'll go to the page here, and here it is on Amazon. It's $23.96, and it's a really, really high quality product. I highly recommend it. You'll be amazed at all the things that you're going to do for this. Now, what's interesting is I belong to Daily Steals, and this was on sale for $15. It's almost half price. So if you want to get those good deals, you don't have to buy everything that's on. You don't have to buy anything. But Deal News is where you get all these things every day. It sends you an email. And I've mentioned this before, and it does a great job. So that's Deal News. And I would definitely check that out. Once again, here it is, Deal News. And there's all kinds of things. There's clothing, computers, electronics, home and garden, so on and so forth. But the deals there are pretty good. And I got to tell you, to pick this up for $15, that's a good deal all day long. There's no question about that. And I really like it. I give it 5 stars out of 5 stars. And I have 3 of them now. And I use them pretty much every day. And also when I travel, if no one's looking, I'll put one or two in there. It adds a lot of weight, but boy, are they handy. No question about that. So check that out. It may be of interest to you. It's made by Octopus Camera, and it is called Octopad. All right. Now, here's some stuff that you probably didn't know, but I'm going to tell you if you use Facebook, and I know a lot of us do. I certainly use it. If you want to follow me, you can go to my Facebook page. That's The Gadget Professor on Facebook. We'd love to have you look at the page and also like us. But if you're using Facebook, I don't know if you were aware of this. Facebook has this this software that they try to encourage everybody to use. It was called Onavo, O-N-A-V-O. And here's a great article, and actually there's a lot of articles about this, why you shouldn't use this new product, because it says it makes you safe. Onava project was bought by Facebook back in 2013. It's now being promoted to users over the iOS version of the Facebook app, which is your Apple products there. It promises to detect devices by routing traffic through its secure servers. A VPN, virtual private network service, can also be used to monitor your online activities. And if you read up just a little bit about this, putting this on is actually worse than not putting it on. It pretty much tracks every single thing that you do, period, end of story. I would not recommend it, and it's not a good thing, and I don't know why. You know, Facebook is great for what it is, but there's a lot of things that they do that I think are pretty nasty, and this is one of them. So this article will be in the show notes, and I definitely think you should check it out. And quite frankly, if you have this Onavo, however they pronounce it, software on your phone, I would get it off now. I really would. It's that bad. Now, speaking of getting things off on your phone and your computer, I had a vicious, I mean vicious, attack on my computer. I don't know how it got there, but it did. I am extremely careful, but my browser was overtaken, and every time I would go on my browser, no matter what I would search on, it would go somewhere else. So my browser was hijacked. Not uncommon, but for me it was like, what is going on here? So in any event, before I panicked, I had everything backed up, so I wasn't really worried about that. And you should have things backed up too. But I want to call your attention to a piece of software that instantly saved my butt, and it's free. And I know you're wondering what it is. So if you're on the Windows operating system, you definitely want to check out Malwarebytes Adware Cleaner. That's ADW Cleaner. This stuff is phenomenal. It is free. If you have a PC, there is no reason on the planet, none, why you shouldn't have this installed. Now, I also like all the Malwarebytes products, and if you've been watching The Gadget Professor, I've been recommending this for at least the last 5-6 years. They have Malwarebytes software. You can go on their products page here, and they'll actually show you. They have Malwarebytes for Windows, and they have things that are free versions, and they work quite well. However, as I said, my browser was hacked, and I went into Malwarebytes ADW Cleaner, which I have installed on my machine. What this does is this is going to get rid of adware, restores performance, which is just what I needed. Is your PC acting up? It could be riddled with adware, potentially unwanted programs called PUPs, P-U-P, potentially unwanted programs. And some PUPs are okay. You got to know which is which. Or a browser hijacker, and that's what yours truly had, a browser hijacker. But Malwarebytes removes the obnoxious programs that slow and impede your computer's overall performance. And what this will do is it removes the adware, it removes the unwanted toolbars, and it removes potentially unwanted PUP PUPs, and it also removes the browser hijacker, which is what I had. It instantly took it off. I ran the program maybe 20 seconds, it showed that it had there. I said, clicked on remove, bang, it's gone. This also has PUPs and adware removal functionality, a toolbar removal functionality, and a light footprint. So I kind of repeated myself there. But this is free, and it solved my problem, boom, instantly. So I obviously highly, highly, highly recommend that you check out this Malwarebytes Adware Cleaner. It is totally free, and you will like it. Now, I'm also frequently asked, and a lot, what removal program do I use? What software removal program do I use on my PC? Well, I like this Revo uninstaller. They have a free version, which you could see here. They have a pro and a pro portable version. This one, to me, is very robust. It's very simple to install, and what I like about it, and I have the pro version, and it has forced uninstall. So what that will do is it's going to remove remnants of already uninstalled programs. And sometimes you use the standard remover tool on your PC, but it doesn't remove all the DLLs and all the little crazy things that are on there, and it can drive you, your computer insane. So I like a uninstaller program that has forced removal. And this has that, so you can see the difference between the free version. And for most things, the free version will work well. It scans for leftovers after a standard uninstall. It has 8 additional tools included, cleaning tools, free professional support, which is a rarity on a free program. And if you want some more things that I think you'll find useful, the pro version's definitely worth it. It's $27. You may find it cheaper here and there, but that's a great program, and I highly recommend it. There are others out there that work just as well and some that work better, but for a free version, you'll be hard-pressed to find something that's as good as that. So it's called Revo Uninstaller, R-E-V-O, and that will be in the show notes. Now let's get into some apps of the day. The apps today are on both platforms. So whether you have the Android operating system, the Droid operating system, or the iOS, all the apps that I'm talking about will work great on both platforms. This next one is a crazy app. It's crazy. I've been using it for 2 or 3 days now. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's free, at least for the moment. You might want to check it out. It's called Dual Web Browser, and here it is. This app is only available on the App Store for iOS devices. They just recently, I believe, put it out for the Android operating system. But what this crazy thing will do is it's going to allow you to simultaneously display dual web browsers, previous next page button, share screen button, dual window extended mode, previous next URL button, URL save button. Its lightweight user interface is designed to reduce memory usage and will actually increase your performance. This browser has the independent ability to display video on one of the dual, let's get that off there, on one of the dual web browsers. So you actually can watch, if you can, 2 videos at the same time on the same screen using this one dual browser. It's a little nutty. Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Well, welcome everyone. We are really in the groove, starting to get ready, if you will, for the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters, major convention, and that's going to be from April 9th through the 12th, and yours truly will be broadcasting probably 6 hours to 8 hours a day from the 9th through the 12th of April. You'll be able to follow all the action directly on the website, and that's www.thegadgetprofessor.com, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you'll just tune into the website and you'll see all our stuff there. We're also going to be able to stream this to live stream the Tech Podcast Network, Live View, live stream. So there'll be a lot of networks that will actually be carrying the show for you. The other thing I'd like to call your attention to is our Rebel Mouse page. This is really a cool page. It's very dynamic. And what this is it's every gadget that comes out within the hour, and it tells you exactly what's going on with news, with apps, with gadgets, with science of interest, and you can go to this page 20 times a day, and you'll actually see that it's updated constantly, which makes it dynamic. And if you want to find some new apps or just anything that's going on in the industry, this is probably one of the better pages that it's out there. It's RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor, and it's totally free, so you could subscribe to that. We have a great gadget today. It's one of those weird things that I've been using for a while, and I just bought another one because they're so handy, and I forget to mention it to the audience here, but it's really cool. It's made by Octopus Camera. Octopus Camera, like I said, I don't make this stuff up. Let's take a look at it on camera 2 here. This is the actual device, and it's called the Octopad. Octopad. The only thing that's a little crazy about the word Octopad is there are other devices that are out there that are named Octopad and have absolutely nothing to do with this. So I don't know why a company would pick that name, but in any event, this is really a cool product. It looks easier than it is, but there's a lot to it. This is basically a sandbag, and in the center, very securely mounted, is a tripod mount, a standard tripod mount. And when you get this right out of the box, it's going to have a little piece of paper there. You're just going to tear this off, and that's just to keep the non-skid base nice and smooth. And this is a high quality device. It is non-skid rubber, so you can actually put this at somewhat of a slant and it will still maintain its balance. This is pretty heavy. It's probably about a pound, pound and a half, thereabouts. And really the Octopad, this is a new way to support your audio, video, and photographic equipment. It's really quick to set up. There's no fiddling around, and it pretty much always stays wherever you put it. This is a quarter inch standard universal mount. It's a quarter 20 inch camera thread. That's what it's called. It's a universal mount, and pretty much anything that you think of, you can actually attach to this. And that's kind of what I like about it. So it comes with the base mount, and it also comes with a nice little ball head that's included in the package. And this will allow you to very easily rotate the head any way you want, and also to lock it down. This is very well made, and when you lock this notch down here, that's going to stay in. So basically all you're going to do is screw this into the bottom if you so desire. You don't have to. And now anything that you attach to that, your GoPro camera, your 35 millimeter camera, your movie camera, whatever it is, will stay in place. Some nice things they've added to it, and I really like this, is they have a grommet here that's really tough canvas with the metal grommet in the middle. And you can put this to a tie, nylon tie or a rope, so in the event something does tip over, it's not going to go anywhere. The other thing that I liked about this, and I thought it was a real nice touch, is they actually have this Velcro strap holder for the cable. So as the cables come off this, they'll be nice and tight and not straggling all around. So I use this a lot. I use this a lot when I actually have a camera shoot, and I want a slow-mo camera on me, or I want a wide-angle camera. I'll actually use this device. What's nice about this is it's portable. Yeah, it is a little bit heavy, but the platform is going to hold everything. Now, what's cool is anything that you can put to a standard tripod mount will fit on this and lock in place. So if we take a look at the web page here, what we're going to see is the Octopad Universal High Stability Weighted Support Base. This won't collapse like a lot of the other products do. And I was using one of these, I won't mention the name, for a long time. And I had a small camera on it, and every time I would bump this, it'd go flying. With this Octopad, it just doesn't do that, and I like that a lot. As you can see here, here's the base, here's the ball head, and don't forget, you can put anything you want on this. So here's a light, here's a GoPro type camera. You can even put an attachment for your iPhone or your iPad on that if you have that. And it has a screw head on that will allow you to go to a typical universal tripod base. And of course, the microphone. Now, as you look down here, they have full 35 millimeter cameras on here with a long lens. Here's a microphone, here's another camera. I know this camera here is a couple thousand bucks. There's a movie camera, there's your iPad. So a tremendous amount of versatility with this. One of the things that I actually have added to this, to my configuration frequently, is I have a need to use this device. And this is one of these crazy things that you can buy for about 25 bucks that actually makes your stand a little bit longer. But actually, by turning this, you can pretty much configure this to go any way that you want. I happen to have a light on this, and what I'll do is I'll show you on camera too. I actually take this device and screw it onto this, and now I have a key light that I can use and put this pretty much anywhere on my desk. So that's on there pretty tight, and I'm going to go onto camera one here, and we'll actually hold this up. So, you know, look at this thing. It's crazy, but I now have the ability to adjust this pretty much to any angle that I want and have this being really stable. And then I could just turn my key light on and put it wherever I need it to get me that extra light. So there it is on the side. You can see I'm getting a little extra highlight there, and I'll turn that off. So that's what this looks like, and I gotta tell you, it's really cool. I really, really like this thing. Let's take a look now at what this costs, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So We'll go to the page here, and here it is on Amazon. It's $23.96, and it's a really, really high-quality product. I highly recommend it. You'll be amazed at all the things that you're going to do for this. Now, what's interesting is I belong to Daily Steals, and this was on sale for $15. It's almost half price. So if you want to get those good deals, you don't have to buy everything that's on. You don't have to buy anything. But Deal News is where you get all these things every day. It sends you an email. And I've mentioned this before, and it does a great job. So that's Deal News, and I would definitely check that out. Once again, here it is, Deal News, and there's all kinds of things. There's clothing, computers, electronics, home and garden, so on and so forth. But the deals there are pretty good, and I got to tell you, to pick this up for $15, that's a good deal all day long. There's no question about that, and I really like it. I give it 5 stars out of 5 stars, and I have 3 of them now. And I use them pretty much every day. And also when I travel, if no one's looking, I'll put one or two in there. It adds a lot of weight, but boy, are they handy. No question about that. So check that out. It may be of interest to you. It's made by Octopus Camera, and it is called Octopad. All right. Now, here's some stuff that you probably didn't know, but I'm going to tell you if you use Facebook, and I know a lot of us do. I certainly use it. If you want to follow me, you can go to my Facebook page. That's The Gadget Professor on Facebook. We'd love to have you look at the page and also like us. But if you're using Facebook, I don't know if you were aware of this. Facebook has this this software that they try to encourage everybody to use. It was called Onavo, O-N-A-V-O. And here's a great article, and actually there's a lot of articles about this, why you shouldn't use this new product, because it says it makes you safe. Onava project was bought by Facebook back in 2013. It's now being promoted to users over the iOS version of the Facebook app, which is your Apple products there. It promises to detect devices by routing traffic through its secure servers. A VPN, virtual private network service, can also be used to monitor your online activities. And if you read up just a little bit about this, putting this on is actually worse than not putting it on. It pretty much tracks every single thing that you do, period, end of story. I would not recommend it, and it's not a good thing, and I don't know why. You know, Facebook is great for what it is, but there's a lot of things that they do that I think are pretty nasty, and this is one of them. So this article will be in the show notes, and I definitely think you should check it out. And quite frankly, if you have this Onavo, however they pronounce it, the software on your phone, I would get it off now. I really would. It's that bad. Now, speaking of getting things off on your phone and your computer, I had a vicious attack on my computer. I don't know how it got there, but it did. I am extremely careful, but my browser was overtaken, and every time I would go on my browser, no matter what I would search on, it would go somewhere else. So my browser was hijacked. Not uncommon, but for me it was like, what is going on here? So in any event, before I panicked, I had everything backed up, so I wasn't really worried about that. And you should have things backed up too. But I want to call your attention to a piece of software that instantly saved my butt, and it's free. And I know you're wondering what it is. So if you're on the Windows operating system, you definitely want to check out Malwarebytes Adware Cleaner. That's ADW Cleaner. This stuff is phenomenal. It is free. If you have a PC, there is no reason on the planet, none, why you shouldn't have this installed. Now, I also like all the Malwarebytes products, and if you've been watching The Gadget Professor, I've been recommending this for at least the last 5-6 years. They have Malwarebytes software. You can go on their products page here, and they'll actually show you. They have Malwarebytes for Windows, and they have things that are free versions, and they work quite well. However, as I said, my browser was hacked, and I went into Malwarebytes ADW Cleaner, which I have installed on my machine. What this does is this is going to get rid of adware, restores performance, which is just what I needed. Is your PC acting up? It could be rid of with adware, potentially unwanted programs called PUPs, P-U-P, potentially unwanted programs. And some PUPs are okay. You got to know which is which. or a browser hijacker, and that's what yours truly had, a browser hijacker. But Malwarebytes removes the obnoxious programs that slow and impede your computer's overall performance. And what this will do is it removes the adware, it removes the unwanted toolbars, and it removes potentially unwanted PUP pups, and it also removes the browser hijacker, which is what I had. It instantly took it off. I ran the program, maybe 20 seconds. It showed that it had there. I said, clicked on remove, bang, it's gone. This also has PUPs and adware removal functionality, a toolbar removal functionality, and a light footprint. So I kind of repeated myself there. But this is free, and it solved my problem, boom, instantly. So I obviously highly recommend that you check out this Malwarebytes Adware Cleaner. It is totally free, and you will like it. Now, I'm also frequently asked, and a lot, what removal program do I use? What software removal program do I use on my PC? Well, I like this Revo Uninstaller. They have a free version, which you could see here. They have a Pro and a Pro Portable version. This one, to me, is very robust. It's very simple to install. And what I like about it, and I have the Pro version, and it has forced uninstall. So what that will do is it's going to remove remnants of already uninstalled programs. And sometimes you use the standard remover tool on your PC, but it doesn't remove all the DLLs and all the little crazy things that are on there, and it can drive your computer insane. So I like a uninstaller program that has forced removal. And this has that. So you can see the difference between the free version. And for most things, the free version will work well. It scans for leftovers after a standard uninstall. It has 8 additional tools included, cleaning tools, free professional support, which is a rarity on a free program. And if you want some more things that I think you'll find useful, the Pro version's definitely worth it. It's $27. You may find it cheaper here and there, but that's a great program, and I highly recommend it. There are others out there that work just as well and some that work better, but for a free version, you'll be hard-pressed to find something that's as good as that. So it's called Revo Uninstaller, R-E-V-O, and that will be in the show notes. Now let's get into some apps of the day. The apps today are on both platforms. So whether you have the Android operating system, the Droid operating system, or the iOS, all the apps that I'm talking about will work great on both platforms. This next one is a crazy app. It's crazy. I've been using it for 2 or 3 days now. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's free, at least for the moment. You might want to check it out. It's called Dual Web Browser, and here it is. This app is only available on the App Store for iOS devices. They just recently, I believe, put it out for the Android operating system. But what this crazy thing will do is it's going to allow you to simultaneously display dual web browsers, previous next page button, share screen button, dual window extended mode, previous next URL button, URL save button. Its lightweight user interface is designed to reduce memory usage and will actually increase your performance. This browser has the independent ability to display video on one of the dual, let's get that off there, on one of the dual web browsers. So you actually can watch, if you can, 2 videos at the same time on the same screen using this one dual browser. It's a little nutty. It's a little crazy. It was updated January of 2018. Try it out. See if you like it. It is definitely free at the moment, and you can do some pretty cool things with it. You can watch 2 football games at the same time. You can watch 2 baseball games. You can watch a baseball and a basketball game. So you get the message. It's kind of fun, and just definitely check it out. Okay, this next app is really cool. It's called Calculator Plus. And if you're ever talking to someone on the phone or chatting on your cell phone, this is a great little calculator. So you can actually pop this up. It doesn't use many resources, and it works quite well. It's called Calculator Plus, and here it is. And this is a free scientific calculator, and that's the only kind that I use. It has absolutely no ads. You won't see any ads at all. You won't see any pop-ups. I like that. It's free. This will also work if you're fortunate enough to have the Apple Watch. I don't have an Apple Watch. I've been contemplating getting one for probably 3 years now, but I still haven't done it. It does support handwriting. It displays both the equation and the results at the same time. That's very nice. It supports pretty much any scientific function that you could think of. And it has advanced editing. You can go back and forth with the equation, which is nice. And it can be added to the Today screen. So check this out. It's free. And it's one of those apps that, to me, is almost a no-brainer. It just works real well. It's called Calculator Plus, and I think you're going to like it. Now, this next app, I'm just experimenting with it. I've only had it on for 24 hours. I haven't spent a lot of time with it. So far, it's a little bit kludgy, but I think it's a learning curve, and I have to practice with it more. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are more adept at these things than I am. And this is called Social Media All-in-One. This includes all the favorite apps, all the biggies, and you just download this one app and you'll have all your social media networking services at your fingertips. And all the big boys are there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, Google Plus, I think LinkedIn is on there. So you may want to check this out, and no more wasting time toggling from one app to the other. Bonus Plus included in this. This app will save you huge amounts of valuable phone storage space, which leaves room for other cool stuff like music and more. This is a transformational social experience, which has a number of advanced features. I haven't got into those yet, such as having multiple social networks open simultaneously in a 3D box. And it does do that. So too many social networks to follow and update. Use this one app to keep you there, and it supports all social media platforms. That's what it says. Very interesting app. It looks like you're real busy if you're using this app. It looks like you're a major force in the social media networking area. So if anything else, if you just want to look like you're real busy, this app might be the one to just put up. It's not going to make a difference whether you know how to use it or not, but it's just one of those crazy apps. I got to play with it more, but I do like the functionality of it. I have to tell you that. I need another 2 weeks on it, and then I'll report back. The last app, I'm kind of fond of these apps because I do use them a lot. Sometimes when I'm working, I just need to calm down because I try to do 20 things at once, and I might do one out of those 20 well. So I just need to calm down and relax a little bit. So I used to listen to ambient music, and that kind of puts me to sleep. But I have found that rain, for some reason, is very soothing to the gadget professor's brain. So this is called Rain Relax. It's available on both platforms. This is HD. It's high def. There's no ads. And this does contain ads. I just read that here. But it doesn't bother me because the ads don't have any voice to them, any sound. So this is the largest collection of relaxing rain for Android and iOS, over 35 rain sounds, free and in high def, mixable with thunder and music in order to reach a state of complete relaxation. And that's what I need. This is ideal for meditating, for sleeping, for concentrating, or if you have tinnitus, which is the ringing of the ears, it's supposed to even help that. You can adjust the volume of the rain and thunder and music individually, and I like that so you can get the mix. Sometimes you don't like the music and you want to hear the rain more. Sometimes you want to hear the rain more than the music, but this is one of those rare apps that's going to allow you to do that, and it's actually well done, and I've been using this for about 3 or 4 weeks now. And the other thing that's kind of neat is if you're going to get a phone call, it will pause the sound effects and let you take the call and then resume when you hang up. So all that's real nice. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will be back next week with a major rant. I will be going insane. I can't tell you about it now because I think it's been resolved, but I don't want to rant until it's totally resolved. But oh my God, in all my years, I have never seen anything like this. And I ran a business on multimedia communications, which is still in business today. My son is operating that. But all the years I've been in business, this is probably the most insane, I'll call it a scam that I have ever seen. And it is nasty, and it has to do with a domain service. And We'll talk about that next week for sure. And I'm also going to report back to you next week on how my Arlo cameras are doing. If you remember, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, I had purchased this really nice Arlo system and I bought 4 cameras. And it's about 6 months later. And I'm going to give a report to you as to what's happening with those 6 cameras, those 4 cameras. And you're going to be surprised. So have a great week. I'll see everyone next Thursday night. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.